having overcome several trials and tribulations, such as slavery, imperialism, colonialism, tyranny, and dictatorship, the African peoples continue to chalk significant advances and successes in advancing the promotion and respect for human rights in their governments. By 1981, the Organization of African Unity, OAU, the precursor institution to the African Union, AU, adopted the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which incorporates the same rights as set forth in the Universal Declaration. The rise and spread of democracy in Africa has meant that we continue to strengthen and protect the institutions and culture of democratic governance, to respect human rights, religious freedom, individual liberties, the rights of minorities and women, to build strong market economies and facilitate the free movements of people, knowledge, goods and services across member states. The fight for freedom that animated the colonized peoples of Africa in the 20th century was one of the great blows for the advancement of human rights and dignity in human history. Now, those of us who are heirs and beneficiaries of that heroic struggle for freedom have a calling to ensure that respect for human rights is woven into the fabric of the body politic of our various states, in our various regions, and on the continent in this 21st century. We therefore have a sacred task to ensure that the fight for the protection and respect of human rights remains a constant one. Eternal vigilance, it is said, is the price of liberty. So it is also with human rights. We can never let our guard down in ensuring that our governance institutions are respectful of human rights. We need to mount constant vigilance in protection of our individual and collective liberties, without which all our efforts will come to naught. We have an obligation to our past, our present, and our future to uphold the principles of democratic accountability, the rule of law, respect for human rights and individual liberties and freedoms, which must form the bedrock of our national, regional, and continental development and prosperity. We must, with the same passion and commitment, uphold our individual and collective responsibility to contribute proactively towards the greater good of society. No society can be truly free unless its citizens feel the need to embrace both liberty and duty. To this end, we must denounce and seek rapidly to bring to an end acts of piracy, civil wars, internal violent conflicts, human trafficking, acts of terrorism, forced displacements of large numbers of people, largely women and children, and endemic violations of human rights, which continue to blight the lives of millions of Africans and impose intolerable burdens on them, subverting their rights to dignified free existence envisaged by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. My hope is that the celebration of the 80th anniversary of the Declaration would witness an Africa bereft of all such pernicious tendencies and the flowering of human rights in all its implications across the entire breadth of the continent.